Gals, today we're going to talk about a pretty delicate subject, but I know you're brave enough to handle it. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we prioritize growth to exchange hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're here today because I'm going to really, really lay it on the line, gals. I'm going to lay it on the line. There's been too much cream puffing going on around here. I'm actually kidding because I have not been going soft on you at all. So the truth is, you're tough. You've taken a lot from me. I expect a lot from you because I want you to have a lot. So I'm kind of tough. But today, I hate to say it, but we're going to talk about another tough subject. But it's important. It's important to talk about these things. So here's how this one came up. By the way, that's how I get snippets. I just keep my ears open and I hear you talking and I think, oh, there's a snippet. Oh, there's a snippet. Oh, there's a snippet. And that's it, right? Then I do a little research and turn on the microphone and here we come. Today, we're going to talk about supporting people we love who are in trouble. Supporting people we love who are in difficulty. Supporting people we love who we can't really help. Now, what do I mean by this? Often it's adult children, right? We can help them as much as possible, but they're adults and they have their own lives and they have their own challenges and they might have a difficult marriage or they might have whatever their challenges are. They're still our children and we love them. So how do we be there for them without compromising our own journey and without pushing them away, especially if alcohol has been involved in the journey, right? So this gets really tricky. Well, first of all, we all have to navigate our relationships with loved ones in early sobriety because alcohol has had an effect on them. I mean, let's face it, their alcohol, it leaves a mark, right? So it's going to be different for everybody, but depending on your own individual story, you're going to have relationship issues in early sobriety, and it's going to be hard for people to know what to expect from you. And that most likely, that the closest people to us, our partners, aren't even going to believe we've actually quit this time. And so we got to wait for them to actually believe that it's really happening. And there's a lot of change, a lot of to go through in early sobriety. But I'm talking about supporting people who are not in our immediate household. So I'm talking about people who have their, like adult children who have their own families, their own issues, and yet there we are, we love them and we want to support them. How do we do that without overwhelming them or driving them crazy or pushing them away? I have a method for you that I want to give you. I mean, I could go on and on about, you know, don't give advice that isn't asked for and don't do this and don't, that's fine. You can figure out all that. You're all grown up. I have a different method for you that I'm fairly certain you've never tried before. And I would love it. If you have someone in your world, it doesn't have to be a child, anyone you love, it could be a best friend, anybody in your world that you love who's struggling, right? Struggling with anything and you want to support them. It's difficult to support them. Here is what you can do for them. And it's very powerful and you can all do it. We don't have to ask their permission. We don't have to wait for the space to do it. We can just do it. And that, my dears, is spend a few minutes each day visualizing them on the other side of that challenge. Sit down and see them overcoming that challenge. Don't just see it, feel it. Put together a little movie in your imagination where they are walking towards you with the biggest, brightest smile, a smile of pure joy, and you can see that a weight's been lifted off their shoulders and they walk towards you and you give them a hug and you just say, I'm so happy for you, or congratulations. It's not a big, long conversation. It's just a joining together in your imagination with them with a lightness, an emotional lightness and an emotion of love. An emotion of relief. Relief is one of the most powerful emotions we have. And when you feel relief for them because they've overcome this problem, this challenge, and see them standing in front of you joyous because it's over, they've conquered, they've done it. See them, feel a wave of relief flow through your being for them and send that wave to them and say nothing. Don't tell anyone you're doing this, and definitely don't tell them you're doing this. I suppose you could share it with your accountability group if you've got one, or even your coach would probably love to hear about it. But it's not something we share with them, that's for sure. We don't really share it with most people because they don't know what the hell we're talking about. But this is a very powerful method of changing your reality, of supporting others in the most, what seems like a really light touch way of supporting them, almost like not supporting them at all, but in fact is one of the most powerful ways. Our imaginations are so powerful. The thoughts we think are real. Their energy, they go out into the ether and they float away from us and they find their mark. If you put together a little motion picture story in your mind that lasts, I don't know, a minute maybe, and the picture is of this person happy, free of the problem and looking at you and smiling, I'm free, and you feeling this feeling of relief for them and love for them, and just repeat that once a day or twice a day. Do it day after day and wait and see what happens. They'll overcome that problem. You will never be able to prove that it was because you saw them, but let me tell you, it was. Now, it's going to look like they overcame it themselves or they got help over here or help over there, but let me tell, don't ever let yourself believe that your visualizations did not support them. They did. If the person suddenly finds the right path, the right help to overcome the challenge, that's because you visualize them overcoming it. And besides, it doesn't matter how it happens. It really doesn't matter. The energy of love and relief that you put out for them is so powerful that there's really no greater gift you can give another human being. And I want to tell you this too. This is really important. If you have a loved one who's in trouble, I am willing to bet my left arm, and I'm left-handed, that you've been worrying about them. Right? You've been worrying about them. So in other words, what is worry? Worry is visualizing the worst, fearing the worst, expecting the worst. So the energy you've been putting out around them, because you care about them, you worry about them, and the energy you put out is, oh my God, everything's going wrong. Oh my God, it's horrible. Their life's falling apart. They're in so much pain. How are they ever going to overcome this struggle? Oh, how can I help them? I can't help them. It's horrible. It's horrible. That type of energy flows to them and tears them down. Every time you worry about someone you love, you're putting them in grave danger. Because you're sending energy vibes of you're failing, you're falling apart, I can see it. So since you're worrying anyways, all you got to do from this moment onwards is change the worry to anticipation of the very best for this human being that you love. Every time you catch yourself worrying, flip the script and see them happy and breaking free from this problem. If you have a hard time visualizing, write it in your journal. Write the little narrative. Write the story. There she is. She's overcome it, and she shows up at my door to say to me, Mom, it's over. I've done it. Or whatever the story is. Write that story so that you can get it started in your mind. Once you've gotten it started, then you can start just free-flowing thinking about it. Allow yourself to think about it. Every time you want to worry about this person, exchange it for this beautiful visual of them breaking free from the problem. Carry this with you all day long. When you think of them breaking free, not failing, not worry, not fear. So you can do this not only all day long if you want to, but you can also set aside a few minutes to be intentional about it. Close your eyes, take a nice deep breath and see them and play that little mental movie for them for a minute or so. That's all it takes to send them the energy of healing, of overcoming. And I want you to know that energy will reach them. It will reach them, even if they never know, even if you can never confirm it. Have faith, my dear, faith that it will. Because you know what? The most amazing things in this world, this universe that we live in, are miraculous and require faith. Cannot be proved by science. There, the cat's out of the bag. I prefer metaphysics to physics. Now you know the real Becca has emerged. Listen, I don't make an argument for one way or the other. I just believe many things that cannot be proven. And I have faith that the things I'm told in certain scriptures of the world can be proven through experience. So, for example, when one of the bigger scriptures of this world says, if you pray, believe that you'll receive and you will receive, I have no reason to doubt that. So isn't that what I'm saying to you? Pray that they're going to overcome this problem. Instead of worrying about it, pray. What is prayer? It's just seeing what you want. It's just saying what you want. It's asking for what you want. So it's the same thing. It's what I'm saying. Visualize them overcoming it. Write it down. Whisper it. See it in your mind's eye. In other words, pray for them like this, by seeing them coming. Not by begging for their release, but by seeing the positive expectation of them overcoming this and walking away free. And as I said, whether you can prove it or not, have faith that it is working and will work. Faith, my dear, is the most powerful force. I love faith. It's a hard one. It's another snippet. We'll get to it. We will soon, actually. But just believe that your loving emotions emanating from your heart out to theirs will help them way more than any amount of worrying ever could. Gals, today the sacred mirror is closed again. I need a break. We went a nice solid week there. I spoke to a lot of you. Thank you so much for doing the sacred mirror when it's open. I absolutely love that you're willing to share part of your story with me. Thank you. I really am honored. But today I'm taking a break. So if you want some goodies from Snippetland, what you can do is go to the show notes, tap the link, and I'll send you a cleansing guide. That's right, a cleansing guide. Actually, I'll send you more than one guide. They're all together in a little bundle. I've got a guide on how to breathe, how to cleanse, how to understand your relationship with alcohol, how to watch out for labels, all sorts of little goodies in there. So tap the link if you want some of my goodies. And you know, I think today's a really good day for you to give me a review. If you like the snippets, if you love the snippets, if you keep coming back to Snippetland, please take a moment, give me a review, rating and review on whatever app you're using, because that way, my dears, the snippets will find more women who need us. They need to be here with us in Snippetland, and that will help me immensely to get to their ears. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.